swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Noise!
It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise here. Luke Mead at the helm, and coming up in the next hour and a half, we're going to start off the show kind of in an industrial kind of vein, due to the fact that I just finally saw the film Children of Men. I must be the last person on the planet to have seen that movie. I'm certainly not the youngest, so if you've seen the movie, you'll get the joke. But I was pleased as punch to see this track really, really minorly featured in the flick. And we're going to start off with it, and then it's going to kind of go into its own noisy, clangy kind of vein. We're going to start you off with, though, the track, and it's the alarm scene in Children of Men when the people break into Michael Caine's loft. And I was quite shocked, actually, to hear this actually being used. But this is Test Department, Total State Machine.
Thank you.
tanzen mit Wasser brennt. An die Stelle meiner Seele, an der Stelle meiner Seele brennt.
Soviet France off of the Collusion Collection, a collection of rarities, B-sides, and flexies. That was Spray you heard there. Before that, the intentionally enigmatic Last Few Days, their only recording on this planet, Pure Spirit and Saliva. The track was End It, and very incredibly rare record this one is. Last Few Days, a industrial band from 83 and 84, had connections to Liebach and 23 Skidoo. If you can find this, you're a very, very lucky person. Before that, we had some Coil off of their debut album, Skitology, all the way back to 1985 with Solar Lodge. And we had some Einstürzen No Neubauten there off of Hablamansk with Seele Brennt. A very, very important album if you're into anything metal-on-metal based. And speaking of, we started you off there with one of the innovators of the genre, Test Department, off of their Beating the Retreat box set. And that was Total State Machine. Yes, a little flashback. And I swear, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. If you tuned in to CITR probably around 1988, you may have heard that exact set there. What can I say? I'm on Facebook now. I'm bumping into a whole bunch of old high school friends, and it's making me regress a bit. So, yeah, that's a little trip through what was going on in my Walkman back in the day. And anywho, and top of the noon to you, there is a killer show going on at the Cobalt tonight, and eight bands. And I am to understand that all eight bands are setting up in various different areas of the bar, including the bathrooms. And what do we have here? Who's playing? Jessica Ryland. She's better known as Kant. And Kant is an amazing artist on Load Records out of Providence, Rhode Island. We have Naomi, and who I've had the pleasure of meeting. She's nuts. Let's see. Her Jazz Noise Collective, Hepatidal Wave, Totally Ripped, Sick Buildings, Flat Gray, and Taskmaster. So, holy cow, there's no reason not to get exposed to the noise. It's only $5, so go check it out. Fake Jazz Wednesdays every week at the Cobalt Hotel. And that's what we're going to hear in this next set. A few of the bands playing at the Cobalt. We're going to start off with Sick Buildings with Brute Restraint.
How do we know when to start? You mean it's recording right now? Oh. All right. I have nothing to say, but I can say it very well. These words are too simple. I don't want you to know that I have nothing to say. So, I will sing to you with words you won't understand, with a paradigm shift into a matrix of dynamic activity, with a hermeneutical synthesis with total transitional flexibility, with parallel incremental output, with dialectical interactional parameters, with functional logistical hardware, with idealized signification and commonification, with integrated tutorialized canons, with problematical notation and formalization, with a defined simulacrum of capability, with balanced empowering options, with systematized policies of specificity, with responsive monitored software, with functional differentiation of classification. I have nothing to say, but I can say it very well. These words are too simple. I don't want you to know that I have nothing to say. So I will sing to you with words you won't understand. With a paradigm shift into a matrix of dynamic activity. With a hermeneutical synthesis. With total transitional flexibility. With parallel incremental output. With dialectical interactional parameters. With functional logistical hardware. With idealized signification and commodification. With integrated tutorialized canons. With problematical notation and formalization. With a defined simulacrum of capability. With balanced empowering options. With systematized policies of specificity. With responsive monitored software. With functional differentiation of classification. I have nothing to say, but I can say it very well. These words are too simple. I don't want you to know that I have nothing to say. So I will sing to you with words you won't understand. With a paradigm shift into a matrix of dynamic activity. With a hermeneutical synthesis. With total transitional flexibility. With parallel incremental output. With dialectical interactional parameters. With functional logistical hardware. With idealized signification and commodification, with integrated tutorialized canons, with problematical notation and with a defined simulacrum of capability, with balanced empowering options, with systematized policies of specificity, with functional logistical hardware, with integrated territorialized canons, with problematical notation and formalization, with functional differentiation of classification, with functional differentiation of classification, with a paradigm shift, with a paradigm shift, with a paradigm shift. Paradigm shift into a matrix of dynamic activity, with a hermeneutical synthesis with total transitional flexibility, with parallel incremental output, with dialectical interactional parameters, with functional logistical hardware, with idealized signification and commodification, with integrated territorialized canons, with problematical notation and formalization, with a defined simulacrum of capability, balanced empowering options, with systematized policies of specificity, with responsive monitored software, with functional differentiation of classification.
And a happy noisy noon to you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise, and you have just been exposed to the uncles of punk rock, the creators of the noise band, the Nihilist Spasm Band from London, Ontario. Keeping it noisy since 1965. This is off of What About Me, released in about 1998 with I Have Nothing to Say. And before that, we heard a nice little onslaught of What's Going On at the Cobalt Hotel Tonight. We started you off with Sick Buildings from their MySpace page. That's just MySpace/Sick Buildings. That track was called Brute Restraint. We had some Hepatitis Wave in there. Their album, brand new, called Shiatsunami. And that was the ballad for John Cow. We had some Vampire Cant. One half of Vampire Cant is going to be playing at the Cobalt tonight, Jessica Rylan. The only recordings we have was her compilation, Vampire Cant, on Load Records. And that track was called Glass Lion. And then we had some Flat Gray in there. The track was called Crest and Break. And we'll be back to the noise after this.
Are you radioactive? From June 11th to 16th this year, hundreds of radio files will descend on Vancouver for the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, presented by Vancouver's very own CITR Radio. Featuring over 50 workshops covering everything from podcasting and turntablism to documentary production, and taught by CBC personalities and nationally known campus and community radio producers, this conference has something for everyone. Plus, every night, delegates are treated to our concert series, including bands like the No Luck Club, the Evaporators, the Choir Practice, the Beelines, and many more. Check out www.citr.ca/conference for more info. See you in June.
This is beautiful downtown Burbank.
Well, Max, headquarters. Headquarters, chaos.
An audio magazine to be read with the ear.
Thursday nights at 11.
I saw the sign, so I removed the other eye.
Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fair.
We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Oh, Mr. President, hey, oh,
hey. Thank you, Mr. Bale.
Every Thursday night on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm beginning to feel like a nut.
That's small.
Yet another quality program here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Laugh Tracks. Thursday nights, check it out. Mr. Cliff Nesteroff on the helm. And coming up in the next, well, for the whole day, 1 o'clock, we've got some uninterrupted jams for you. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go. Get your Freak Psych Garage on. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. This week, it is the first Wednesday in the month, so that means it is And Sometimes Why with Miko, the best in indie rock. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show with Julia. And 11 o'clock, my man, Mr. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on 101.9. Moving on in this next set, well, let's see. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. It's time to psych out with some Hawkwind.
Space is infinite. It is dark. Space is neutral. It is cold. Stars occupy minute areas of space. They are clustered a few billion here and a few billion there, as if seeking consolation in numbers. Space does not care. Space does not threaten. Space does not comfort. It does not sleep. It does not wake. It does not dream. It does not hope. It does not fear. It does not love. It does not hate. It does not encourage any of these qualities. Space cannot be measured. It cannot be angered. It cannot be placated. It cannot be summed up. Space is there. Space is not large and it is not small. It does not live and it does not die. It does not offer truth and neither does it lie. Space is a remorseless, senseless, impersonal fact. Space is the absence of time and of matter.
私は今わかるのだ。明日のことがすべて。神様と誰も別れを呼ばなくなればどうなる？ Jesus！ あなたまでが自分のことを神様だと信じるとは。今までした
Nine times the color red explodes like heated blood. The battle is on. Mars, the master matchmaker, sulfurizes the sky. Incendiary diamonds scorch the earth. Ares is first to face the flames. The cause is lost in smoke, for only the friction is holy. Sleep is burning, dreams are charcoal. And when the fire dies, Ares' time is dark. Quick, find another fire.
Can you dig it? Yeah, I can dig it. Zodiac there. Cosmic Sounds, name of the album. Famous Elektra release. All the signs of the Zodiac represented in a psychedelic song, if you will. Before that, we heard, thanks to the cats at WFMU, we found the Japanese cast of Jesus Christ Superstar. And you heard the Japanese version of Heaven on Their Minds. And before that, we started off there in the true space tradition. Hawkwind off of Space Ritual Live with Space is deep. It's deep, baby. And the reason being why we kind of played that psych out kind of stuff, it leads us to part 19 of our 300-part series of the Nurse with Wound List. Yes, indeedy. As I say every week, Stephen Stapleton, head of Nurse with Wound, on their very first album, released 300 band names on the back of his album that have made collectors and music geeks alike for the last 27 years, hunt bins incessantly trying to find every single artist on there, and I'm trying to do my duty and try to play at least one track by each artist every week, and we found a super hard to find one this week. Holy cow, I've never even heard of these guys, and why would I? They're obscure as hell. Arazachel. It's their only studio album released in 1969, and they went on to become a band called Egg. So if there's any psych fans out there or prog fans, yes, you're hearing the first incantation of Egg, I guess. And the reviews of this album are always 5 stars out of 5. It's insane, blah, blah, blah. I even went to eBay. And yes, there is an original copy of Arzachel's first album, and it's already at $570. So I will save you the money. And we're going to end with this. This is Arzachel with Metapsychosis. And until next week, that's it for me. If it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
It's your lucky 13 for the Vans Warped Tour, and to celebrate, the Traveling Punk Rock Festival returns to Vancouver to take over Thunderbird Stadium on July 3rd. This year's lineup includes key acts like Bad Religion, The Used, Pennywise, and up-and-comers like Set Your Goals, All Time Low, and Karate High School. Also, check out the Brothers Grimm Sideshow, a signing stage, Girls Garage, and much, much more. Head to Ticketmaster for your tickets now.
Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR